And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Again, Ian Danter, welcoming you to episode 24 of my Barmy Old Podcast. Sean Percival and Andy Robinson are with me as always, providing me with more support than the underwiring on Kelly Brook's bra. Sketches, songs and characters are plenty over the next half an hour or so, including someone's a bit miffed that all today's big hits are composed by loads of writers together. Black Country Bob started a culture war way back in 2004. Dare Putin's opponents say anything about him? And celebrity golfer Bruce Forsyth tries to make that sport's catchphrases sound a bit more interesting in another general knowledge round of Mastermind. But let's kick things off as we always do with a visit to the Barmy Old Podcast news desk, shall we, for the very latest from Jim White and first, Hugh Edwards.
Thank you, Ian, and hello to you. At this week's Republican National Convention, Donald Trump gave a speech that independent fact-checkers said had a number of false claims and lies. I was going to tell you about the truthful things that he said, but to be honest, there are more facts in Jack and the Beanstalk. Thousands of coronavirus deniers known as the Unite for Freedom movement gathered in Trafalgar Square in London this Saturday to protest against lockdowns and vaccination programmes. All dead by Christmas. Home Secretary Priti Patel has warned that organisers of illegal raves are not above the law, and if they put on an event, they will be fined £10,000. As she pointed out, that is over 8,000 and 1,700 1,320 pounds. A husband and wife team from Ecuador have made it into the record books after they were officially recognised as the world's oldest married couple. Both Julio Mora, aged 110, and Waldramina Quantros, who was 104, have said they're looking forward to the happy year in front of them. And now for the sport, here's Jim White.
Thanks very much, you. Tennis Grand Slam champion Andy Murray has claimed that he is not like Roger Federer and he needs a crowd to watch him play so that he can feed off them and provide a superior performance. The Arsenal football team are currently wondering why they've not thought of using that excuse for the last 20-odd years.
Thanks very much, Jim, and that's it from us. You're up to date.
Thanks, guys. Well, a big week just gone for one of our political parties in the UK, as a new leader's been appointed. Another Knight of the Realm, too, I notice. Well, this particular party have a lot of work to do to regain the public's confidence 10 years on from that ill-fated coalition government with the Tories. Classic rock act Supertramp are certainly hopeful that the party of the centre ground can get some personality back and win your vote.
Get Brexit done. Won't you please? Well, thank you for that, Mr. Supertramp. Can I just get your opinion? What would you call those who would think that voting for the Liberal Democrats at the next election was a good idea? Dreamer, you're nothing but a dreamer. So don't you put an
X in their box, oh no. Speaking of politics, it's time to head for Westminster and the Houses of Parliament for a 2004 clash at Prime Minister's Questions between Tony Blair and our mate, the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Well, I wouldn't say he's our mate. He doesn't like anybody, does he? Apologies, by the way, for the occasional dropout in sound from the original source material, but it shouldn't spoil your enjoyment of Bob here getting all upset about a topic that's actually very much relevant right now.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Yes, a statement to the House. Prime Minister!
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to endorse the comment made by the Home Secretary that people wishing to come and live in this country should be prepared to embrace our culture.
Here as well. You're right there.
Excellent, thank you.
Take them down the pub and make them drink 8 pints of Banksy's.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Why?
You ain't a proper mon if you can't drink a gallon and eat a bag of scratchings.
Oh, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is showing his ignorance once again.
Why?
Certain religions are not allowed to eat scratchings, as you call them.
Why?
Why? Because they can't eat pork.
Well, I never said that in the Bible, Mr. Speaker. Thou shalt not eat scratchings.
Look, you cannot judge an asylum seeker's application on whether or not he or she eats scratchings or drinks 6 pints of beer.
8 pints! I said 8 pints a gallon!
Mr. Speaker, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley obviously does not understand religion. I'll wager to this house he's never read the book of Genesis.
Yeah. You're right there. I went right off him after Peter Gabriel left.
Oh.
Order. Order. Order.
What have you lot laughing at?
Order. Order. Order in the house. Order.
Another round of Mastermind to make sporting cliches and catchphrases that bit more interesting. Golf is in the spotlight today, and as I can't frankly do any impressions of golfers, I thought a legendary celebrity golfer who's sadly no longer with us, he would do the trick here. Cue Magnus Magnusson. And we welcome back our next contestant, Bruce Forsyth. Bruce, you scored 12 points on your specialist subject of divorce law. Here comes your general knowledge round, starting now. What could you say about a man copying a DVD onto his computer's hard drive?
Oh, he's absolutely ripped that, my love.
Correct. How would you describe Tom Cruise and his attitude to Scientology?
Pass.
In our pre-COVID world, what did some misguided souls think about the new decade as 2019 tipped into 2020?
Looks in good shape at the turn.
Correct. A man who kills seals leaves one still alive on the beach. What's happened?
Oh, he's underclabbed it, my dear.
Correct. I need to take a small amount of cocaine before I nip to the toilet because of my irritable bowel syndrome. Describe my predicament.
Oh, just a little bump and run there.
Correct. A man has a holistic liquid remedy for his ailment. What will he have to do?
He'll have to take a drop there.
Correct. A packet of Kingsmill bread has one piece that is only 3 millimetres thick.
Describe this loaf.
Ooh, I don't know, my love. Pass.
What would an extremely unhelpful passerby say if he saw someone up to their neck in a quagmire?
Oh, you struggled to get out of that sand, my love.
Correct. What idea did you entertain when you first saw a Destiny's Child video about them and yourself?
Oh, yes, a terrific foursome in prospect.
Correct. Where's Wally?
I think he's in the trees.
Correct. A man with an unspoken crush on his barber has suddenly gone bald. How is he feeling?
Oh, he's going to miss the cut.
Correct. Why would you not invite a man who is known as Snotty Simon to this studio for the third time?
He's had a bogey the last two visits here.
Correct. I've just seen an... I've started, so I'll finish. I've just seen an elderly gentleman use indicatory hand signals out of his car windows. Pray tell me, what can you say about this motorist?
Oh, a good old-fashioned driver there.
That is correct, and you passed on two. We asked, how would you describe Tom Cruise and his attitude to Scientology? The answer is, nasty little five-footer there.
No.
And your other pass, a packet of King's Mill bread has one piece that is only 3 millimetre thick. Yeah. Describe this loaf. The answer, dreadful slice on that.
Oh, dear.
Bruce Forsyth, you have scored 12 points. Thank you very much.
Oh, didn't you do well, ladies and gentlemen in the audience? Audience, gentlemen and ladies in, well, didn't he do...
Now, last week, Sky Sports and Talk Sports legendary host, well, he's our guy as well here on the Barmy Yard podcast, Jim White, he caught up with Manchester United legend Roy Keane to get his opinion on the week's big developing football story.
So I'm joined here by Roy Keane. Roy, what are your views on the Harry Maguire situation?
Well, he'll never recover from this, Jim. His reputation's tarnished forever. There's no coming back from this for De Gea.
Roy, we're talking about Harry Maguire. De Gea wasn't even there.
Well, exactly. Where was De Gea? Maguire was in trouble. He was in trouble. He needed his goalkeeper. But where was he?
Well, I imagine he was on holiday somewhere with his own family.
I'm shocked. I'm fuming sitting here. His captain needed help, and you're saying De Gea was on holiday. There's no getting away from it. I'd be fighting him over this. I'd be swinging punches at the guy.
Right, I have to say, I do think you're being unnecessarily harsh on David De Gea. He has every right...
Well, I'm sick of this goalkeeper. He's the most overrated goalkeeper. I'm flabbergasted.
All right, let's move on from this, Roy. This is character assassination, I'm afraid. Let's go back to the start of the pandemic when everybody...
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the start of the pandemic. When it all kicked off in China, where was De Gea then? He should have stopped it.
Roy, you know what? I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
De Gea should have been there at that wet market in Wuhan, but where was he? He was in Manchester just going through the motions.
Would you mind leaving, please, Mr. Keane?
What you doing? Get your hands off of me. Get off there.
Come quietly, please, Mr. Keane.
Where is De Gea? I mean, this is his fault. De Gea should be sorting this out.
Just get him out the door.
He's an international goalkeeper. As an established international...
Well, I think one thing is clear there. Roy Keane is going into absolute meltdown over this.
Well, our old mate Snoop Dogg is back now with another fresh take on a classic TV advert from yonks ago, seeing as he's the king of TV ads at the moment. After chocolate, ice cream and cereals that he's done for us already, he's now interested in the housework.
Yeah, you know them stale smells from up here?
Yeah.
Often come from down there.
Right.
The smells from your Snoop Dogg and, let's just call it, tobacco too. Well, baby girl, shaking back from Gladys here.
Right.
That's all you have to do. Yeah. I know you can back real whack, but there ain't no going back. I wanna see you shake it, I can take it. You make me beg to take a beat, break it. This is all you have to do.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do the shaking back and put the fresh sizzle back. Do the shaking back and put the fresh sizzle in the bizzle.
Yeah.
When your carpet smells fresh, your room does too.
Two.
Every time you back your mizzle, why don't you remember what little old Snoop do?
Yeah.
You do the shaking back and put the fresh sizzle back.
Back.
You do the shaking back and you better believe it. Put the fresh sizzle back in the bizzle.
Yeah.
That's the S to the H to the A to the
K-E-N-V-A-C.
Yeah. Peace out.
Right.
Clean up.
Right.
Shaking back.
Time to hear from the Housewife's Choice on the Barmy Old Podcast as we bring you another edition of Desi's Diaries that we used to do on both BRNB and Heart FM back in the day. Our shy and retiring hero here is on a jewellery hunt today. How on earth did we, etc, etc, you know.
Desi's Diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Heart FM. And it's time, once again, for Desi's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. It's all the staff at Angela's earring stall at the market, where... Would you believe it? I used to work. One day, a woman approached the stall with a couple of huge danglers. When she noticed I was staring at them, she shook them about and they swayed to and fro.
My husband paid for them. Massive, aren't they?
She said. Well, yes, I replied as I reached out and gave them a quick stroke. They're the biggest pair I've ever seen.
I must admit, I can't stop playing with them myself,
she went on.
But I've decided what I need now is a stud,
she added. So I showed her what I'd got.
Just what I wanted,
she drooled.
Will you do the honours?
And with that, she bent forward and I slid it in. Fantastic. Well, then she turned round and I put one in from the other side as well.
That feels wonderful,
she gasped.
I'm never going to take it out.
Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Okay, back to current affairs on the Barmy Odd podcast, and I'm now joined by a political commentator from Russia. Last week we heard about a suspected poisoning of a Russian politician at an airport. He's now been hospitalised and taken to Germany. Can you just tell me, why does this kind of thing happen in Russia? Here in England, our MPs just, you know, insult each other like Black Country Bob does. Why can't Russian politicians be satisfied with just doing that?
Well, if you disagree with your political opponent in Russia, you have to accept the consequences.
Well, how on earth can that be justified?
Well, if I was to find out that you had criticized me, do you know just what I put in your cup of tea? Then I say I warned you of the situation. Hey man, I've ordered your assassination. Who spiked your drink? I did. The KGB, it said get rid. You slapped me off. Stupid. Slip the poison capsule in your drink. Slip the poison capsule. So slip the poison capsule in your drink. Slip the poison capsule.
So hang on, has anything like this ever happened to you?
Oh yes, I was partially castrated for disagreeing with a member of the KGB.
Partially castrated? Jeez. Well, thanks for that enlightening information, Mr.
This Nakarov. Ivor Nakarov.
In football news this week, Aston Villa's star player has been snubbed once again by the England boss. We heard that Villa's attacking midfielder phoned a radio station to vent his anger, but he accidentally dialed the wrong number and ended up on the wrong kind of show.
Welcome back, punters, to Gay FM. I'm Julian Clary. Now we have a very distressed young man on the line, Jack. Jack, what's the problem?
Oh, is this man called Gareth? He's rejected me again.
Oh, dear, I am sorry to hear that, Jack.
Gareth says, right, he prefers this other guy to me.
I see, yes. And what's this other guy's name, Jack?
It's Mason.
And, Jack, would I be right in suspecting that this guy Mason, who Gareth has snubbed you for, is a younger man?
Yes, Julian, yeah. he's only 18.
Barely out of short pants.
And then there's this other guy, right, as well, that Gareth's chosen over me. Calvin, his name is. He's the same age as me, but he's only just come on the scene.
I see. Fresh meat. If you ask me, Jack, I'd say that this Gareth guy that you're talking about is a bit of a player.
Well, yeah, he used to be a player, yeah.
He still is, by the sounds of it.
I suppose if I want to get the recognition I want, right, there's this bloke in Ireland called Stephen Kenny I could phone. I think he'd bend over backwards to get me.
I'm sure he would. Well, best of luck with that, Jack. Best of luck, thank you. Don't forget, punters, if you have problems with your love life, phone our nightly show on 0800 643 2121. 0800 643 2121. Don't forget, for Gay FM, it's 2121 at the end, not 1212. Remember, if you phone 1212, you'll get through to our sister station, Whining Footballers FM, and we don't want any crosswires there, do we? No. After the break, we have Lionel from Barcelona on the line. Apparently, a fat Dutchman has cramped his style. Never heard it called that before, punters.
Even more sport for you now on the Barmy Old Podcast. Tennis, to be precise. 18 months after we all thought he was certainly going to retire with all sorts of problems with his body, Andy Murray is still going strong. Brilliant. He beat the German player Alexander Zverev last week. And after the win, he just couldn't help himself. He burst into song.
I beat a top 10 player in America, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for some form, and now I found some form, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I sound most of the time as if I didn't care if I live or die? Of the realm and an OBE, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. People everywhere look up to me, but heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I sound most of the time as if I didn't care if I live or die?
Well, cheers for coming on, Andy. Really appreciate it. Good to see you winning again, and good to see you in such a great place physically and mentally, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. I don't think I can put into words just how delighted I am. I feel absolutely fantastic. Delighted beyond belief, you know. On top of the world, ecstatic, you know. I'm the very embodiment of happiness right now.
Let's delve into our Barmy Old Podcast archive, shall we, yet again, and pick out a never-before-heard Mr. Men story, narrated, as always, by the late, great Arthur Lowe. And it's one with relevance to the political leadership news that Supertramp was singing about earlier.
Mr. Liberal had been elected leader of his party, and he was absolutely delighted. Oh, if only I had time, I would call and thank each member who voted for me personally, he stated to his aide insincerely. Well, you've got a spare half hour later. That'll probably be long enough for you to do that, and you'll probably be able to fit in a quick nap as well, she replied. And could you guess why she said that? Yes, you're right, because it was probably true.
I need to have a meeting with all our party's MPs. See if you can find an appropriate-sized room, said Mr. Liberal. And you'll never guess where Mr. Liberal's aide suggested they have the meeting.
Yes, you're right again, in her granddad's shed.
After all, there's only 11 Liberal Democrat MPs, she explained. I was a minister in David Cameron's coalition government. Do you think that some people will hold that against me? Inquired Mr. Liberal, tentatively.
I don't think some people will. I think everybody will, replied Mr. Liberal's aide, truthfully. After all, you did break most of your manifesto pledges, and you helped vote through George Osborne's austerity budget. Mr. Liberal was worried.
If I have no credibility because of my past, I'm just wasting my time, he thought to himself. So, do you know what Mr. Liberal then did? He went to see a fortune teller, and after staring intently into her crystal ball, Mr. Liberal asked the fortune teller what she'd seen. I didn't see your future in politics, she said to him, but I did see something that might suggest a career in magic or illusion, she added.
Well, don't tell me. You saw me pull a rabbit out of a hat, scoffed Mr. Liberal dismissively.
No, it was actually more impressive than that, stated the fortune teller. You disappeared up your own ass.
Poor Mr. Liberal. Serves him right. Should have disappeared up there years ago, the f***ing Tory collaborating.
Finally, today, a man never given to calling a spade a you-know-what, Sir Elton John, he's been spouting off again, criticising most of the top 40 hits we hear these days. It's actually not the singers who are Elton's problem here. No, it's the songwriters. He says there's just too many of them, sometimes up to 15 collaborators on just the one song. I'm with him on this, actually. I really am. I'm with him on this issue. Go on, Elton. You tell him.
Lots of money, it's easy to see from my tour and my film and my autobiography. Like I was just saying, I've got lots of money, I'm nobody's fool. I got 7 big houses with 12 swimming pools. If I was a pop star in these times anew, I'd have 15 writers credited too. I don't think, apart from a lyricist, of course, in my case, Bernie Taupin, you need anyone else. Well, this is my song, and I wrote it myself. Sound. I've had quite a skinful soul. I might be wrong. I think you will find that though I'm blind, I still shoot my mouth off. But I'm f***ing loaded, so who gives a toss?
Well, not me, darling.
Thank you, Elton, and thank you for tuning into my Barmy Old podcast once again. Have you rated, reviewed and subscribed yet? I do hope so. That would be lovely. Any questions or comments you can send to my Twitter feed, @talkdance is how you get hold of me. That's @talkdance. Or you can email me, if you like, through my personal website, iandanta.co.uk. All very welcome and lovely. Thanks as always to Sean and Andy for their brilliant writing and ideas. We're all going to take just a couple of weeks to recharge the old batteries, and so the next Barmy Old podcast will be towards the end of September, I think. Don't forget, if you are going to miss us, as you surely will, all the previous episodes are happy to be revisited and enjoyed over and over again. They're all there for you. Maybe you missed one. You can catch up in the archive, okay? Get the hint? Brilliant. See you next time then on the Barmy Old podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.